Playing the Game. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The thought for today, playing the game. Yes, Merry Christmas. I was shopping yesterday, and as I was in one store, I was finishing off my purchases at Home Depot, and so I had only two items. And so I went to the self-checkout department, and there were four self-checkout devices that we could use. And I waited for one man who was just putting his credit card in, and I figured he should be about done. So in a few moments, he was done. And I walked up to his machine, put my devices onto the checkout, and each one was recorded, and each one was listed as the price. And then I put my credit card in and pulled it out, and it said, put in your zip code number. So I put that in, and then I pressed the button, I'm all done, and the machine said, please remove your parcel from the loading area. And I did, and then it said, thank you very much. And I said to the machine, thank you. And then I sort of waved at the machine. I said, goodbye, see you again. And as I walked away, one lady said to me, well, you could have at least said Merry Christmas. And so I turned back to the machine, and I said, Merry Christmas. And the lady smiled, and I smiled. And I thought to myself, isn't that just the way we are? We sometimes forget that we want to be complete in our thinking to ourselves. And whenever we're dealing with anything, we're doing it for ourselves. We want to be careful to always play the game completely. Now, whatever game we're playing it for ourselves. It's not a matter that someone else is involved, or it's not a matter that the lady reminded me to say Merry Christmas to the machine. It's just a matter that I should always remember to do those things myself. Whether it is a machine, or whether it's a person, whether it's an adult or a child, whether it's an animal or a people, it doesn't make any difference. I'm always doing it for myself. I'm always playing the game for myself. And so when I say thank you to a machine, I'm really saying thank you to myself. And I'm playing the game of life, and I play it from beginning to end. I play it in completion. I don't go around playing half a game, because truly, that's not very rewarding. And oftentimes, in our mind, after we've played just half a game, we think to ourselves, oh, I should have done this, and I should have done that, and I should have done the other thing, because we should have completed playing the game. Every game has its beginning and its end and its middle. And just like my going to the device to check out my own equipment, my own purchases, and to do all of the little things the machine tells me to do, you press this button, do you want to enter this here? Do you want to play with a credit card or a debit card? Do you want to do these various things? So I'm talking to this machine, and I'm telling the machine, yes, I do. Yes, this is what I want to do. Yes, this is what I want to do. Our world is becoming a great deal more like this in everything we do. And there's a reason to play the game. You go into the airport, check-in line, and you put your credit card in there, or your identification card in there, and it will say, yes, you are Herbert Barley, and yes, you have a flight on Flight 79, and yes, you are going to Los Angeles, yes, you're going to Delaware, yes, you're going to Zurich, Switzerland, yes, you have this full thing, and click, 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 it gives you all of these devices. Now, somebody, somewhere, originally set up that machine. somebody somewhere originally put the game in motion to do that. And just as you see people playing with their computers, that is, playing with their telephones that have games on it, or playing with their little game devices, they're playing with themselves. Now you say, no, they're playing with a little device. No, they're playing with themselves. The little device is merely the means of having points to the game. Just like you're playing cards, and it's not the cards that you're playing yourself. You're playing chess, or you're playing any game at all, and it's not the game, it is yourself. And this, when I remember that it's always myself, and I remember to say Merry Christmas, even though it's just a machine, it's really to myself. Because am I remembering now, a whole day later, that I said Merry Christmas to a machine? Sure do. Do I remember the lady whose big smile got even bigger when I turned to the machine and said, Merry Christmas? And she had a big smile on her face when I came away from the machine, and the machine said, thank you. And I waved to the machine and I said, thank you. And these are games that we play. And life is one great big game. And it's not a matter that we know all the rules of every game. It's only the matter that we play the game as though we are really involved in it. We play the game as though we really care. We play the game as though that there was someone actually there and I was being courteous to them. Would I be discourteous to a live clerk as she stood at her counter and took my money and gave me my material, my merchandise? And then she said to me, well, and she usually tries to say my name, well, Mr. Barley, thank you very much. Nice to have you in the store. Have a Merry Christmas. And you have to say, you have a Merry Christmas too. It's so wonderful. Thank you very much for saying, this is part of their business, part of their game. They're taught by their store to say these little things, these little slogans, these little attitudes to the customer, because they know the customer enjoys that. And when a clerk doesn't play the game, then they find someone else to do that clerking job, and they put the clerk into a different position. Now, you have to really love playing games. You have to really love being a lover, being someone who wants to participate in the game. Do you want to play chess or Scrabble, or what do you want to play? And some people like to play games and some people don't. I personally am not a great object playing a game player. I like to play the game of life. I like to play meeting with people and talking to people and sharing with people and being one as myself. But am I really meeting people and talking to people? Not really. I'm talking to myself. And so long as I keep this in mind, then every game is a fabulous game, and I am the winner of every game I play, because I am playing the game with myself. And that's really all that matters. And so, as I bring this forth in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, every single day, I find that the game of life is so exciting and so revealing and so fulfilling that I am truly the happiest guy in the world as I play each game. Yes, playing the game is quite exciting when you realize that every single thing you do, from sunrise to sunset and in your dreams too, you're playing a game, and you know that the game is true. You know that the game is the kind of game that will always give you every response that you give to it. So, as I play these games in life, and I enter into them wholeheartedly, I find that life is being myself and having fun. It's a wonderful thing to do. Join me in this wonderful game of being myself and having fun, as you be yourself and have fun. in everything you do. I love you eternally.